Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 392 for Friday, May 13th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was $4 to $7 per ton stronger on Friday, with the July contract at $513, supported by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie is turning downward, which makes canola more appealing to international buyers. The canola market has room to rebound after sharp losses in the previous two sessions, which also supported prices. Soy oil prices were softer on Friday, but had recovered some upside since Thursday's close, which added to canola's advances. But losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans limited gains and added pressure to FAR contracts. Malaysian palm oil closed mixed, which further capped advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, while corn and wheat were stronger. Soybeans were 4 to 9 cents per bushel weaker, with the July contract down 7 at $4.65 per bushel, as many U.S. producers are expected to switch corn acres to soybeans. Favorable soybean weather in the U.S. had a bearish effect on prices on Friday. Drier weather in Argentina further pressured prices. Gains in the U.S. dollar added to the declines by making U.S. commodities less competitive internationally, while lower crude prices also weighed on the market. Investor profit-taking was also a feature ahead of the weekend. Corn was 1 to 2 cents per bushel higher, with the July contract down too at $3.91 per bushel. Corn prices were supported by gains in the nearby wheat market and strong export sales. Colder weather in the U.S. Corn Belt puts the region's crops at risk of frost, which is bullish. But rain in Brazil limited gains on Friday as it improves the country's crop outlook. A stronger U.S. dollar and weaker crude oil prices further capped advances. For wheat, prices were 3 to 7 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract up 5 at $4.75 per bushel. The market was supported by investor short covering ahead of the weekend. Strong export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture earlier in the week further propped up prices. But wheat growing regions in the U.S. are expected to get beneficial rains over the weekend, which limited advances. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.